我收到的消息就是他才40多岁，非常非常意外的情况去世了。
However, he just recently died in an accident.
昨天我收到一个微信，爸爸是76岁，妈妈是73岁的。
So I just had the WeChat message that the person's father is 76 years old and his mother is 73 years old.
礼拜天在大陆他有机会在讲台分享他女儿的去世带来的创伤，然后复活节带来美好的盼望。
And the parents were able to share on the podium about their daughter's passing away and the hope brought by the Good Friday and the resurrection of Christ.
我们都晓得白头人送黑头人是一个非常不容易接受的事实跟悲剧。
We all know that it's a tragedy and a very hard accept for a white-haired parents to have a funeral for the dark-haired children.
但是在安息礼拜里面，我听说他们两边的家人还没有信主的，他是一个geologist， 他信了主，在这样的情况里面，心里的那一种平安，那一种盼望，让不信的家人在安息礼拜里面看见一个非常好的见证。
And the geologist, she gave a good testimony of Christ, and because of what she did, and her family who were not believers at the time during the funeral were accepted Christ.
今天我们很高兴可以在复活节的时候为三位姊妹来有这个洗礼。
We're very happy to have a baptism for the three sisters, and this is Good Friday, and this special Sunday.
我们今天讲到的大纲，大家的程序表里面已经有了。
You can find the bulletin of my sermon in the bulletin.
今天我们举行这个洗礼是有几个原因。
There are several reasons why we have baptism today.
第一个就是主耶稣基督的吩咐。
First, it's a baptism is commanded by Christ.
耶稣升天的那一刻，一直上去的时候，他对当时的门徒讲，也是对我们讲，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去使万民做主的门徒，然后奉父子灵的名给他们施洗。
So when Jesus ascended to heaven, and he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
我们有这个洗礼，是因为主耶稣升天的时候很清楚吩咐的命令。
We have baptism because it was commanded clearly by Christ when he ascended to heaven.
耶稣出来传道侍奉以前，他先到约旦河接受施洗约翰的洗礼。
Before Jesus came out to preach the gospel, he went to the Jordan River to accept baptism by John.
当时有很多人从耶路撒冷跑到约旦河来接受施洗约翰悔改的洗礼。
And that time, many people from Jerusalem came to the Jordan River to be baptized by Baptist, John the Baptist, for the baptism of repentance.
所谓悔改的洗礼，就是承认自己是罪人，需要悔改。所以在施洗约翰的洗礼里面，公开承认我是罪人，是需要主的恩典的。
So the baptism of repentance was for the people to come to realize he's a sinner, so he needs to accept the baptism.
没有想到，在很多人去接受洗小的洗礼的时候，耶稣也去了。
Surprisingly, when everybody was accepting the baptism of repentance, Jesus went.
洗小很惊讶。
And then John the Baptist was very surprised.
因为他晓得这位耶稣是神所差来的弥赛亚。
Because he knew that this Jesus was sent, the Messiah by God.
他只是耶稣的开路先锋。
He was just simply the pioneer for Jesus.
他跟人家说,
he told the others,
这位神差来的，我连替他解鞋带也不配。
So this person who was sent by God, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes.
他很意外，耶稣到约旦河要接受他的施洗。
Therefore, he was very surprised when Jesus came to the Jordan River to be baptized by him.
他说怎么可以这样？
No, he said, it can't be so.
不愿意做这个事情。
So he didn't want to do it.
耶稣当时回应他。
And Jesus answered,
岂不知我们应当尽诸般的义，和本翻译着诸般的义。本来的意思，我们应当按照该做的礼去做。
So, and Jesus replied, said, it is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness.
是按照该做的礼去做。耶稣是没有罪的，他不需要悔改，接受西传的洗礼。但是耶稣说，我们应当尽诸般的礼，所以连耶稣也是接受这个洗礼。
We know that Jesus is free of sins, so he does not need the baptism of repentance. However, he did it out of, to fulfill all righteousness.
等一会接受洗礼的时候，我会问姊妹，你们承认自己是罪人，需要耶稣的救赎吗？
So when we're going to adopt the baptism, I will ask the sisters that, or do you know that you're a sinner that you need to accept the baptism?
耶稣没有犯过罪。
Jesus never sinned.
神使那无罪的耶稣钉在十字架上，承担你跟我的罪。
But God crucified Jesus, handed Jesus, the sinless Jesus on the cross to take all our sins.
耶稣在十字架上为我们留下的宝血，用他的宝血买赎我们。
And the blood shed by Jesus on the cross were used to redeem us.
所以耶稣没有罪，不然的话，他不能替我们来受洗。
So we know that Jesus has no sins. Otherwise, he cannot die for us.
但是耶稣还是尽诸般的礼，为我们立下榜样。
However, Jesus still set an example by fulfill all righteousness.
我们看罗马书第六章三到十一节。
Let's open Romans chapter 6.
现在已经有投射中英文的，我们一起可以同声来念。
Let's all read together. Romans chapter 3, verse 3 to 11.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，乃是叫我们一起移动，有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里当看自己是活的。
刚才可能有人觉得奇怪，你们念圣经的时候为什么不念？
So many people may be surprised when everybody's reading the Bible. Why did you read it?
我是广东人，是在纽约跟台湾来的科学家，传福音的时候学会一点他们的国语，我的广东话不是中文。
Because I speak mainly speak Cantonese, and my Cantonese is very different from Mandarin.
我的国语是跟他们包饺子、打乒乓球学的。
So my Mandarin learned from the scholars in New York City when I was playing ping pong and make dumplings.
所以，假如我用普通话来念圣经，可能圣经也变成味精，因为我的广东口音不对。
So if I speak the Mandarin, the Mandarin will become like the seasonings, you know, in the food.
刚才我不敢念，
it's not very correct.
我怕绊倒我们当中的弟兄姊妹。
I don't want to make you stumble if I read the Bible.
刚才我们念的经文是保罗在罗马书给我们解释洗礼是什么意思。
And the verses we read from the Romans was used by Paul to explain what does it mean to be baptized.
第四节他说，所以把前面所讲的来做一个总结，所以我们藉着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督藉着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
In verse 4 says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that,just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
带回洗礼的时候，有两位姊妹因为不方便，他们不会进到池里面接受洗礼。
So when we're having the baptism in a minute, two of the sisters who are not able to go into the tub to be baptized.
他们不方便，所以我们退而求其次的用这个洒礼。
So because they will not be able to do the full immersion, so we will do the sprinkle the water by baptism.
最理想的就是李真姊妹待会会进到池里面，降下去，降上来。
But ideally, we should go into the tub and to be.Be buried in the water and come out.
为什么要降到水里面然后再上来呢？
Why do we have to go into the water and come up?
那个动作就是罗马书六章第四节说，直着在人面前接受这个洗礼，是跟耶稣基督同时进到水里面又上来同埋葬同复活，是这个行动是带着这个意思。洒礼坐在那里就没有办法体会那种与耶稣同死同埋葬同复活了。
The reason we take the action of just going to the water, come out, is to just like Jesus, where like died and be buried and be resurrected with him. So if you were sitting there and it was a water sprinkled waters, it won't.It doesn't have exactly the same meaning.
弟兄姊妹可能坐在这里说，哎，温牧师，今天你讲来讲去，好像为三个受洗的人来讲。
So, and maybe some of you may ask, say, hey, Pastor Wen, what you're preaching is all really you're preaching to the three sisters.
不是的。
But no.
大家看第四节这里说。
Let's see verse 4.
在动作里面受洗是与基督同死同埋葬同复活。
No, by making the action of being died and buried and resurrected with Christ.
但是洗礼这种活动，到水里再上来的这种行动，是代表我们属灵里面的经验。
But the action of doing all this is to externally testify our experience in spiritual life.
看第五节，请你转第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
这里已经提醒所有的基督徒。
So here it reminds all Christians.
我们若在耶稣的死的形象上与他联合，也要在他复活的形象上与他联合。
So if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
所谓联合，不像联合国那种联合。
So for being, the word here, United, means it's not the same thing as the word United Nations.
大家都晓得联合国是联,
but you know the United Nations, they are united, but they're not in harmony. But here is talked about the people who are blessed and who the believers.
因着信, 从灵性上来说, 是跟耶稣一都同死同埋葬同复活，在哪里与他联合？
So, by faith in our spiritual life, we're died and buried and resurrected with Christ.
这种联合是什么意思？
What does it mean to be united with Him?
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
请你转第六节。这里说，我们没有信主以前，哪一种喜欢犯罪？ 犯罪觉得很自然的那种旧人，是与耶稣同钉十字架了。
See, but our old self, who in who love, pleased the sinning, all kind of sinning, has been crucified on the cross with Christ.
这里还说，我们既然与耶稣同钉十字架，让这个犯罪的这个 罪身灭绝，我们就不会再做罪的奴仆。So
that once the old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done with, so that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
在圣经那个时年代，在罗马的时代是有奴仆的这个制度。So
slavery exists in the Roman time.
有些是打仗被俘虏的，有些是欠债不能还钱的，变成奴仆的人。So
some of the slaves were prisoners of war, and some of them were indebted.
成为奴仆的人是没有自由的。So
if you're the slaves have no freedom.
天黑了，他要睡觉。When
it's dark, the person needs to go to bed.
主人说，我现在肚子饿，你要给我弄夜宵。
So if the master says, no, now you need to cook for me, the slave has to get up and cook for the master. So a slave has no freedom.
主人叫他什么,
he's commanded by his master. However, if the person paid the right price for the slave and purchased the slave,
有一个很好的主人把他赎过去了。And
a very good master redeemed the slave.
对他很好。Treat
him well.
但是旧的主人想起来，哎，以前是他帮我，现在要找他，你要做这个，不行了。为什么？我现在不再是你的奴仆了。So
once the slave is purchased by the good old new master, he's no longer a slave to the old master. He won't obey the command of the old master.
有新的主人。 旧的主人就不需要听了。Once
he has the new master, he no longer listens to the old master.
我们与耶稣同死同埋葬的弟兄姊妹,
so for us who are buried, who died and are buried and are resurrected with Christ,
过去很喜欢犯罪的，成为罪的奴仆的,
in the indulgence of sinning,
今天耶稣用他的宝血买赎我们,
now we're redeemed by Jesus' blood.
加拉太书二章二十节那里说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，而且我现在活着不再是为自己而活，乃是为他而活。So
now we no longer live. Which chapter? The verses. Okay. So
we're no longer a slave to sin, no longer in the bondage of sin. We are free because of Christ. 所以我们看下面第七节那里说，因为已死的人是脱了罪。Because
anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
我们当中弟兄姊妹每天跟罪来对抗。
So our brothers and sisters, every day we're fighting against sin.
有思想上的罪,
we're sinned in our thoughts.
有言语的罪,
we're sinned in our languages.
有行动的罪,
we're sinned in our actions.
但是圣经说我们与基督同死同埋葬同复活，就脱离了罪奴仆的那一种的生活。
So but if we're died and buried and resurrected with Christ, we're free of a life of sin.
所以这里说不光是洗礼是为着今天讲到受洗的人来看。
So therefore the baptism is not only for the people who are going to accept baptism today.
受洗的真理也提醒我们所有的基督徒每天不再活在罪里面成为罪的奴仆。
So also the truth of baptism also reminds all Christians that we're no longer slaves to sin.
我们看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
第十一节说，这样就是把前面所讲的总过来说，这样你们向罪也当下看自己是死的，向神在基督里面看却当看自己是活的。
So in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ, Jesus.
我们晓得搬弄是非是口舌的罪。
Now we know the slandering is a sin by tongues.
我们晓得圣经说恨人就是杀人的罪。
We know the Bible teaches that if we hate a brother, you're committing a murder.
圣经说我们见了妇女动了淫念，我们就是犯了淫乱的罪。
And if we have an indecent thought against the woman, so we're committing a sin of adultery.
我们当中有人今天还是罪的奴仆。
Many of us are still slaves to sin.
今天我们从圣经的真理里面提醒我们。
Now today, the truth of the Bible teaches us.
向罪，我们是与基督同钉十字架。
To sin, we have been crucified with Jesus on the cross.
所以我们脱离奴仆罪恶的辖制。
So we're no longer under the mastery of sin.
我们再看下一段经文，哥罗西书第二章十二节。
So let's look at also the another verses, Colossians chapter 2.
弟兄替我们投射了，我们同声把哥罗西书二章十一十二节念出来。
Let's all read it together.
你们
在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
我们当中有人可能第一次来教会聚会。
So some of you may be here in this church for the first time.
不一定明白第十一节所说的人手所行的割礼是什么一回事。
You may not understand what it means to be circumcised by human hands.
旧约耶和华呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，吩咐他叫他家里所有的男丁都要受割礼，分别为圣，成为属耶和华的人。
So when God called Abraham, He called Abraham all himself and all his families to be circumcised to set us to be holy.
犹太人以前敬拜是在圣殿。
So the Jewish people used to worship in the temple.
今天有人去耶路撒冷去哭墙，那个话讲的不对。所谓哭墙不是墙，乃是以前圣殿留下的地基。
So now today, if you go to Jerusalem, you can see a lot of the Jewish people gathered by the Weeping Wall. The Weeping Wall actually is not a wall; it's rather the foundation of the temple.
圣殿已经拆了，每一个石头。在墙的石头上面现在留下只是地基，你去意大利罗马斗兽场，你会看见吊在哪里，罗马的兵从圣殿把金抬到罗马盖他们的圣彼得堡天主教堂。
So you know the temple was demolished and so only the foundation was left, and if you were to go to Rome to see the Colosseum, there's an exhibit of showing how the Romans were taking the gold taken from the temple to build the St. Peter Cathedral.
石头都给它拆下来，石头跟石头当中的那些金都拿过来了，所以墙没有了。
So all the walls were demolished. All the gold between the stones were taken.
以前犹太人敬拜是在圣殿。
The Jewish people used to worship in the temple.
圣殿分开内院跟外院。
There's an inner court and an outer court.
内院是受了割礼的犹太男人才可以在里面敬拜，犹太女人跟外邦没有受割礼的人要在外院里面聚会。
So only the Jewish men who were baptized were allowed to come to the inner court, and all the women and all the Gentiles can only be allowed in the outer court.
所以肉身受割礼的才可以在内院。没有受割礼的是在外院。
So therefore, only the circumcised can be allowed to come to the inner court.
你也晓得以前聚会，这个蜡笔在那里讲话，没有这个东西的。
So you know when a rabbi speaks, so there was no loudspeakers.
坐在外院很远的人。有时候听不清楚蜡笔讲什么。
So when the people were sitting in the out court too far away from the rabbi, so could not hear what the rabbi is saying.
那个在外院的女人就会说：“小明爸爸他说什么？”
And all the women sitting in the out court would chattering among themselves.
那个爸爸说：“他说什么什么？”那聚会都乱了。
So when they were just asked, they asked questions, therefore there was a chaos in the worship. So therefore, when Paul wrote letters, he said,
聚会的时候女人要闭嘴，有什么问回到家里问丈夫。
Now, therefore, he said in the Bible that they say, see, the women should not speak during the service. So he had questions she could ask her husband.
因为女人没有受割礼，要在外院。
Because women were not circumcised, so they had to stay in the out court.
那个是旧约。
But that was in the Old Testament age.
这里哥罗西说，旧约的是人手所行的割礼。
But so then here in the Colossians said, in the Old Testament, the circumcision was done by hand of man.
第十一节对哥罗西的弟兄姊妹说，你们所受的不是人手的割礼。
Now, here in the verse 11 said, in him you are also circumcised. It's not by the hand of man, but it's...
请你转十二节。
Look at verse 12.
你们受死与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，因信从死里复活神的功用。所以现在所有基督徒因为相信基督，与他同死、同埋葬、同复活，无论是男的还是女的，你都受了属灵的割礼，不是肉身的割礼。
Now here says, so having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead, that means all of us believers were circumcised not by the hands of man but by Christ.
福音这是好消息。
Gospel is good news.
是对所有的人，无论是男人女人。
To everybody, man, woman.
所以今天我们因信接受属灵的割礼，不是肉体的割礼。所以无论是男的、女的、为奴的、自主的，在基督里面都合而为一。
So today, by faith, we accept the spiritual circumcision. So all of us, men, women, the free men, the slaves, all united as one in Christ.
亚伯兰以前的是肉体的割礼，为犹太男人预备的。
Now, in Abraham's time, circumcision, the bodily circumcision was for men only.
今天的受洗。今天的信主，所有弟兄姊妹都与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活，我们经历了属灵新约的割礼。
Now everybody who's baptized and is died and buried and is resurrected with Jesus Christ are will have the circumcision of the by Christ.
所以今天我们这个好消息都是。姊妹不需要在外院聚会。
Therefore, the good news is the sisters do not need to have to sit outside in the outer court.
犹太人跟外邦人以前中间有一道墙的，那个墙掉到哪里，外邦人与狗不能进去。
So it used to be there's a wall separating the Gentiles and the Jewish people, and there's a sign says the Gentiles and the dogs are not allowed.
现在这道墙已经拆掉了。
Now the wall has demolished.
我们这是不是犹太人？ So, 我们是外邦人，但是都可以进到神面前，靠着耶稣基督成为神的儿女。
So all of us who are Gentiles can come in front of God, become children of God.
所以今天我们透过这个洗礼温习一下，不是肉体的割礼，乃是属灵的割礼。所有弟兄姊妹因信受洗，已经与基督合而为一。
Now we know that by reading the verses, we now to renew to understand that we're not by the bodily circumcision, rather than by spiritual circumcision. We all come together, united as one in Christ.
今天趁着受洗的机会，我们再一起温习一下受洗的真理。
So now, because the baptism today, now we get a chance to review the truths of a baptism.
大家现在不光是三位姊妹明白受洗的意思。大家都明白，待会我们跟他们一起欢喜快乐，因为他们不光是内心来接受。
So now we know not only the three sisters understanding the meaning of baptism. I hope all of us understand the meaning of baptism, so that we can all rejoice with them.
他们愿意在众人面前接受这个洗礼，承认他们与基督同死同埋葬同复活。
And as a public testimony, they were through the baptism. They are with Christ. They died and are buried and are resurrected.
他们的受洗跟我们所有蒙恩的人在基督里面都合而为一。
So because through baptism, we all united as one in Christ.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章那里的祷告，一次又一次。有一次的向父神求，求神叫他们合而为一，像我跟父合为一样。
As just as Jesus pleaded in the book of John in chapter 17, that he pleaded that all his disciples would be united as one, just as him and God the Father is as one.
我们若有彼此相爱，就证明我们是主的门徒。我们在基督里面是合为一的，不再纷争结党，分门别类。
If we love each other, we'll show to the others we are one in Christ.
我们用诗歌来预备我们的心，一起来见证姊妹们的受洗。
So let's all prepare us with our heart with a song and prepare us to witness the baptism of the three sisters.
Now we have three sisters who are going to be baptized. They're going to present their personal testimony in public in front of all of us. So we have Crystal. You got to be first. 你要第一个来吗？
大家好，我叫李晶 Crystal Lee。 今天特别荣幸在这儿能与大家分享我受洗见证感言。我受洗呢，原因很简单，就是敬畏神，相信神的力量。我们每个人信主的路都不同，我不是受了打击和挫折蓦然回首感到神的光芒，我是生活中的点点滴滴，迷迷之中感觉到神的指引和保佑。 于心、于情、于环境，我都有感受。于心，在外人眼里边，我从家庭到事业都是比较顺利的，但我心里知道这个顺是怎么来的。我一直有个爱祈祷的习惯，每遇到不顺心的事或犹豫不决的问题，我就喜欢一个人静下心来，把自己交给神来引领。以前我有写日记的习惯，翻开我17岁的日记，我惊奇地发现自己从17岁就有祈祷的习惯。无论是考大学、找男朋友，到结婚生孩子，我都把自己带到神的跟前，向神祈祷，请主保佑。这样看来，我一直是有神的，只是不完全明白所信的那位神。人常说，心态决定一切，信仰决定心态。当一个软弱的心灵有了强大的依靠，你就会感到能无所畏惧地去面对现实中的一切。从另一个角度上来看呢，事情也就顺起来了。在现实生活中，通过观察，我也一次一次让我感受到神的力量。作为一个护士，我见过太多的生生死死或生不如死的过程。面对死亡，有信仰的基督徒是安逸快乐的，而没有信仰的病人常常感到痛苦和恐惧。这些现象让我更坚定了要有信仰。人性的内心是软弱的，生活是坎坷的，只有依了主，心有所依，才能无所畏惧。有的朋友，包括我先生，都说心理性就好了，为什么要公开受洗呢？这事儿我也斗争了很久，但我必须尊重我17岁的选择，我要尊重我内心的真实感受。祈祷就是求助神的帮助，我承认自己的软弱和需求。受洗就是公开承认与神的约定，让耶稣做自己的救主，让自己心有所依。这是于心。于情，这8年来我在华人教会，我们的华人教会一直支持着我办歌班，丰富社区文化生活，冥冥之中再次让我感受到神的关爱和引领。神让我置身于教会的兄弟姐妹们之中，参与教会的许多活动，接受长老们的耐心教导，以及与春香老师及其他基督徒同学们学习陪伴。这一切让我感到了一种家的气氛和温暖，我感到自己和教会有不可分割的缘分，而我自己的亲人中多数都是基督徒，他们的言传身教让我想成为他们这样的人，智慧、谦卑、善良、包容、助人。我觉得我没有理由不委身于教会大家庭。于环境，我工作的医院 Peace House Southwest Medical Center， 它的前身就是教会医院，155年的历史，如今它依然保持着每天清晨祈祷的习惯。所有的员工、病人、家属伴随着喇叭里的祈福，都有机会默默地与神对话。小到工作，大到国家，基督徒是美国第一大宗教信仰的群体，是主流价值观的核心。 美国的发达与文明与基督徒的价值观紧密相连。我认可基督徒的价值观，我们基督徒是光和盐，有利于社会的文明和家庭的稳定。以上是我的思考、认知和见证。人无完人，我承认自己曾经是一个罪人，曾经做过一些错事，而主耶稣，神的儿子，为我们的罪死在了十字架上，三天以后从死里复活，神的大能是无限的。于心、于情、于环境，我今天受洗，我愿意公开承认，让耶稣为我的救主，让自己心有所依，身有所许，人生的道路上不再孤单。感谢我的亲人，我先生，我舅舅、舅妈，我的好朋友、好闺蜜，参加我的洗礼。谢谢杨长老、王长老与我探讨、传教，谢谢大家。
大家好，我叫秦小玲，2013年第一次来到美国，和女儿女婿团聚时才有机会跟他们一起去教会，但那时我不明白。这几年来到温哥华华人教会，并参加过长青团契，对我启发挺大。教会的很多人与玉玲夫妇、玉英夫妇、芝花夫妇对我都很关心，在我有病时，连不太熟悉我的郑波医生啊，不仅来家里看望关心我，还给我看病，对我的帮助很大。教会周围的人都是这样好，因为他们都信耶稣基督。当长老逊律夫妇俩问我愿不愿意接受耶稣基督为我的救主，我肯定地回答了。杨长老夫妇也与我再次确认了，我原来是一个罪人，我愿意接受耶稣基督成为我的救主，凡事祷告，多读圣经，今后生活倚靠神，仰望神，赞美神，谢谢。
愿意。
你愿意在众人面前来接受这个洗礼，跟耶稣基督同死同埋葬同复活吗？
愿意。
现在我奉圣父圣子圣灵的名给你施洗。